Okay, second. We'll talk about Sfiras Omer and again at the end about Shir HaShirim. On tomorrow, you read what's it all about. And actually, my brother asked me about this Kosher Eliyahu, that Dromor says you open the door. Dromor, you open the door to show that it's Leil Shimurim. You're not worried about anything. You're not worried of any crime or whatever. So that's why you open the door. But the Velt says you open the door to welcome Eliyahu HaNavi. So I reminded myself there's a Haggadah written by Rabbi Gershon Zaks. Rabbi Gershon Zaks was the son of a Mendel Zaks and a grandson of Chofetz Chaim, a big goyim. He lives in Muncie. And the Nifta and the Rula Haggadah, with Minhagi Chofetz Chaim and Reb Mendel Zaks. So very interesting. For example, he kept a piece of matzah on the table after benching, so the challah should be on matzah. Rashi says, "Lechemoni shigoyim the whole hallel." So he had matzah after afikoman on the table. That's it. That's the minhag Mendel Zaks. Matzah on the table, which is very modern because what kind of matzah is it if you can't eat it? You're not allowed to eat it after afikoman. How is that called matzah? Anyway, that's what he did. But Akhil Shel Yo has said something very emotional. And I'll read it to you. He says that the Mendel Zaks was in America, and he really made up his mind to move to Eretz Israel. He sent all his possessions to Eretz Israel. A few months he had to stay in America, and he's kept one day because he's ready in Eretz Israel, even though he's in America. Anyway, he came to the Seder to Rabbi Gershon, right? He used to be Faker, he used to go to his father, but then last year he already packed, so he came to Rabbi Gershon. Now listen to this. So Rabbi Mendel said that by the Chofetz Chaim, when he was pouring the kais of Eliyahu HaNavi, when Chofetz Chaim was pouring the kais of Eliyahu HaNavi, suddenly he jumped up, bezrizus, and pachad and emor. Chofetz Chaim jumped up suddenly, was pouring the kais, and pachad emor. So a member said, "What happened?" Something I can't say. And he understood that Eliyahu HaNavi had arrived. He wouldn't tell him. He understood that Mendel, he changed the subject. So Gershon Zaks started to cry. Said, "All the years I always asked you, does Eliyahu HaNavi come? Mayus Pomim, I'm Eliyahu HaNavi Bo. Does he come? Why don't you tell me this, that Chofetz Chaim he came?" Reb Mendel just was quiet. The Pshat is a litter that these things they didn't talk. These mystical things. But anyway, you have over here in print that Reb Mendel said that Eliyahu HaNavi arrived. Now, that doesn't mean he drinks from the kais. That's the next step. It doesn't mention that he drinks from the kais. But you have over here Right. Shalti is a Peshra Gova, yes, my the Mendel said. Right. He vanti shaboil your novi. And Gershon says, why don't you tell me this all the time? Why don't you tell me? That is Moedic. This is printed Hagodas Hagershuni is called. That's of this Minhogi will I say to me a basic Chovetz Chaim. That's interesting. Getting back to over here, having something very about the Tzuras Omer. Yeah. I see the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch about Tzuras Omer. Yeah. There's going to be a chiddush over here. But Tzuras Omer, it says in Rambam, Perek Zayin, can we Rambam anybody? And Avoido. A big lumbus. But Tzorich Perek Zayin Alocha Chof Hei. And Tzmidim and Musafim. Tzmidim and Musafim, Perek Zayin Chof Hei. But Tzorich Lavorech, B'chol Lailo, Ashikichonu Mitzvoisov, V'tzivonu Asfiras Oimer, Kodim Shiyispar. Mono, I counted, Veloy Birech. He counted, he didn't make the bracha. Mono, Veloy Birech, Yotza. Vein Chayze Mavarech. Doesn't have to make the bracha afterwards. But after he counted the Omer. So the Magid Mishnah says, Kesa Mishnah, you have to make a bracha before you count every night. Poshedu. Shemavorachim, Oleho, Kederach Shemavorachim, Al Kol HaMitzvahs. I can make a bracha on all mitzvahs. You have to make a bracha on Sfira Saimer. Also, he counted without the bracha. Yotza. Poshedu. The bracha is Enu Machbois. That's a problem. I know it's Poshedu. That's a problem. It's all Poshed. What is telling me this for? Right. All mitzvahs need a bracha. And oh, I don't say by lulav that what, but you talk without a bracha yotza. Right. Because Poshedu, what are you telling me over here? What are you telling me over here? That push it, you're like that you're not your that you are yotza. Now, so it's very interesting now. There's a theory of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, tough pay test. Tough pay test. Let's see Shulchan Aruch over here. First, Sifalov. Tough pay test, Sifalov. Bilel Shani, Achat Filas Mariv. I spoke about this right away. Maschilin, Lisper Omer. Shochach, Lisper Tchilas Alaila. By the way, the Gros said after Elenu. The meaning of Yerushalayim is first to say Elenu, then you count. I'm not worried about the few seconds of. Anyway, he says, how do you count? Hayoim yoim echod. Then in parentheses, if your mo keeps on adding, boimer. Right. Ashmegil zayin yomim voz yoim hayoim shir yomim. Shem shvua echod. Parentheses. Boimer. And he gets to 2 weeks. V'yom ches yoim hayoim shmoyin yomim. Shehem shvua echod yoim echod. Machabo. Oh, what's going on over here? As you get a boss of Yoim, are you my boss of Yoim? Came straight to voice. Vamor, Boimer. So Mr. Brewer says, that's the guy did not say Boimer. He did not say Boimer. What's it then? Yoitzer. The guy said, Yoim, Yoim, Yoim. What do you say about that? He said about that. He called, that's why it's a parenthesis. It's a chiddush of the Ramah. And it's only a chatchila. You like that psak? What do you say about that psak? I can't believe it. You got to get some hayom, shnei yomim. What do you say, Israel? What shnei yomim? That 2 days they haven't learned a word. What's 2 days? What's he counting about? Correct. Maybe he's a chassid getting married in June. Hayom shloisha yomim. Who knows what he's counting? He said it's good. Mr. Burr said, Yoitza. So I said, not like that. What's that machaba? He said, not like that. So I mean, machaba, it's all parentheses. It's all gemaras over here. How are Yoitza? How are you, Abba Yomim? How you, Abba Yomim? Hayom Shloisha Shavuos. I haven't been paid yet. I haven't been paid my salary. How do you know what's going on over here? Right. Hayom Shloisha Yomim. Where's my stimulus check? I'm waiting for it. Yeah, that? Who knows? Correct? What are you counting over here? Mishnah Berurah said, Yoytza. Yeah, but it's right. It's in parentheses. Akute Kasha. It tells us even better. Sif Gimel. It says, oh, the guy's davening with the minion, and it's Ben Ashmoshes. The boy Yom, Gua said, it's Ben Ashmoshes. The din is, Tyson says, Yoitzis. It's a Rabbanon. Sveik a Rabbanon Lakola. So you camp with them. Don't make the bracha. Because it's not every holds Yoitzis. Count. If you remember at night, you make a bracha on your count. Huh? How can you remember? You're yotze already. The main sheet is Rabbana today. And even he says the rice of Benashmosh is a suffix. He says, you remember at night? Yisko Balaylo, you're boring. Yisko, how can that be? So you see that you won't do it. About the bracha, you can make the bracha again. Right? Are you counted already? So what? You didn't make a bracha. What? How can that be? Because the first time you counted out a bracha. So what? Siftalit. Mishashol oisech haveroi. What night is tonight? Ben Ashmosh, he asked him, what tonight? He said, oh, tonight is 24. She didn't do that. She'd say, yesterday was 23. Shem, yoim aloi. If he just say tonight is 24, and the bracha. You blew it. You can't make the bracha. I contradict what he said. Secondly, he said he couldn't make the bracha. Here he says that he cannot make the bracha once he said already. It was yours already. It's like the wound of Goni, says Thera. You know what he says? Guess what he says? Machava has charata. He changed his mind. Sifkim, when he says Yoitza. Not Yoitza, out of bracha. You can make the bracha again. Siftali says, no, you're Yoitza ready. You cannot make the bracha. The only going is kasha. Doesn't bite Tzorachim. He said, he has charata. What's going on over here? What is going on over here? I'm going to tell you. Let's go back to the first question. Ram says you have to make a bracha. Why not? So the word of Medoyik, Tzorach Lebarach B'Kol Laila, what's bothering the Rambam? Why you should not make a bracha? Tzorach Lebarach B'Kol Laila. Moshe Zakhan, why should you not make a bracha?
It's one more mitzvah.
What? You say it's one mitzvah, all 49 days. Okay, it's one mitzvah. You miss one day in that Yotza. How can you make four whole while law? Right? How can you make 49 brachas? Yom Machadish. We eat Batsa Chiddish. Of course, you have to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Yeah, not 49 brachas. Yom Machadish, no. Every night a bracha. What's up? Another reason why not to make a bracha? Any bracha. The first reason is the Cholayla. Or you should not make a bracha every night. Why not? Because it's one mitzvah. How do you make 49 brachas? Another reason, Ramban Chumash, which we said last year, is Mashma, that the Sefiras HaOmer creates. What does it create? What is it shaf? What is Sefiras HaOmer shaf? Azriel, what is it shaf?
Ruas.
Ruas. Oh, you don't make a bracha on a Hechsher mitzvah. Right. You don't make the most of Menachas to make tzitzit. You don't make a bracha. The purpose of the sphere is to create Shavuos. Moshe Shana says, B'nei Yomim, B'kadesh Atzeres. You shouldn't make any bracha. It's a Hechsher. So why do you make a bracha? That's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that to make a bracha. Either because it's 49 brachas on one mitzvah, or it's only a Hechsher mitzvah. Why do you make a bracha? So I'm going to tell you, it'll blow your mind now with the Teres. I'm going to blow your mind. The Goyin quotes, the only Goyin, is another Nusach. Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Kenim El Chayom, Kishon Mitzvoy, Tzivonu, Al Sfira Sa'omer, Shehayom Yom Echad, Bereshin, Shehayom Yom Echad. What kind of book is this? It's not a Bechza Mitzvah. You're making the mitzvah in a bracha. Give me a couple of examples like that. You make the mitzvah in a bracha. Know what the most famous example? Mechol Shuv, what's the most famous example? We make the mitzvah in a bracha. I'll give you a hint.
Benching.
Kiddush.
Benching, right.
Kiddush.
In a few hours, and be doing it.
Kiddush.
Kiddush. Right, Kiddush. It's not a birchas mitzvah. You make the mitzvah in a bracha of shvach. Havdalah, benching. Right. The mitzvah. Oh, so it comes like this. The question was, how do you make 49 brachas? Also, it's only a hechsher. It's not a birchas mitzvah. It's a ma'aseh sfira in the bracha. That's shehayoyim. Yemechad v'aymer. Hear that? Okay. Ellie, I'm going to be the chazan, and you answer amen. All right? Ready or not? Here I come. Ruach Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shekhinah Mitzvah Yetzer Mitzvah, Sefira HaOmer, Hayom Yom Echad. No. When do you say the amen?
After the Sefira.
After the Echad. And you don't have to say the Omer. We had a question. How do you go about Boimer? You have Boimer in the bracha. Ashikichom is very similar to a Saimer. Hayyim Yamechad. It's like Kiddush V'Avdalah. Hear that again? Ellie, loud this time.
Amen.
That's the Torah is saying. That the Rav Yoh, something with a shin, it without a shin. It's part and parcel of the bracha. You got it. That is Sif Gimel. So if you counted, we both join without a bracha. You yotze already? No, you don't yotze. But you didn't count it in a bracha. Like someone will say. In davening, Mekadosh HaShabbos. Has he made Kiddush? Has he made Kiddush? He said Mekadosh HaShabbos. What's the answer? The mitzvah to say the mitzvah in a bracha. So he wasn't Yotzer. He was Yotzer, wasn't Yotzer. I got it. Havdalah. Hamal because the chayil can make avdala after that. Ushi can make avdala. Sure you can. Are you yotzei already? No, the mitzvah in the bracha, in a miskeret, in a matzpeh of a bracha. The Sfirah Sa'ima is like that. According to Rav Yoh, that's why according to Siv Gimel. So you counted before, you can count again with a bracha. What do you mean? You're yotzei already. No, you're not yotzei. You were or you weren't. There wasn't a comment to make it what? In a bracha. You got the nochamol. It's not like that. He disagrees with this. As a matter of fact, that's Sif Dalit. Sif Dalit says like this. Your friend asked you, what day? He said, tonight is 22. So then, you cannot count on the block anymore. What's the Shita? Against Rav Yoh. It's a Birchza Mitzvah. And it said the Brocha, too late. You can't make Birchza Mitzvah. You're already. Again, there's a machlokes in Rishonim. If this bracha is made into a birchza mitzvah, I have to have 49 brachas on one mitzvah. You have to say that it's 49 maisa mitzvahs on one mitzvah. You got this? It's 49 maisa mitzvahs and one key mitzvah. And you make a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. Shurzach. Right. It's only a machshir.
Anyway, Amir is a maisa?
This is a major machlokes here.
The Amir is a maisa?
What is it? It's a birchza mitzvah? Or what is it? No! It's the whole mitzvah with mitzvah in a bracha. The birchza shevach. Like birchza mazon. Birchza yidor. Like kiddush, like avdolo. So if you say Baruch HaMavdo, can you make Abdul afterwards? Yoshi, can you make Abdul afterwards? He said Baruch HaMavdo. Are you Yoitzer already? You're not Yoitzer. The mitzvah is within the bracha. That's Shita. Islam is not like that. The mono will be Baruch Yoitzer, like the second. Like the going said, the Shulchan changes his mind. Actually, a fascinating difference over there. Listen to me. It happens all the time. A guy made a bracha. No. It's seven. What's it then? Josh, what's it then? Is the bracha good or no good? Now, so the Rav Yoh says, it's a Gemara bracha like that. I made a bracha on beer. So everyone says he had wrong intention, right? He said he told it's Bori Priya Gofen, that's Chakon Yim Izvaroi. It's Rabban and Gol Kola. Rav Yoh, no, Sfira Sohim is the Raisa. So here the Baruch is Sofek, you gotta go to Chumra. You gotta go to Chumra, Sfira Sohim is the Raisa. So you gotta go to Chumra. First of all, you must feel some of the Raisa, but the bracha is Rabbana. So I'll tell you the lamdas of it. There's a big question about that. I can lamda. Listen, you made a bracha, you thought it's the fifth day, right? It's really the sixth day. So it compares the Bori Priya Gofen on beer, right? What's the comparison? Bori Priya Gofen on beer. It's not a bracha, right? Bracha on beer. It's a wrong bracha. But on Sfira Sa'ima, you thought it's the fifth day, it's the sixth day. There's nothing wrong with the bracha. Why do I kill you? Why do you don't know which the day it is? No hamol. What kind of comparison is it? Why I make a boy Priya Gofen? Uh-oh, it's soda. So the whole shot of the bracha good because And then you change it. Oh, shachan mivored. Right. The whole bracha was no good. Can you fix it up? That's a shayla. The bracha was no good. But you say, I'll screw us a oimer. And you split it to fifth day, it's a sixth day. Who cares? The bracha is perfect. How can they compare such? How can Rav Yo compare it? The answer is Rav Yo Shitasai. That he said that he counted the shul early, he count again. It's not a Be'etzah Mitzvah. What is the bracha? But what's the bracha? It's 49 different D-I-F-F-E-E-R-E-N-T different brachas. So it's exactly like Boy Priya Gofen. That's his comparison. And more than that, I spell born in these brachas. No, it's like Bechas Shema. By Bechas Shema, Sabbath Kara Krishma, I gotta say the brachas over again. I brachas Rabbana. It's the famous Rajba. That these brachas are part of Shema. Not a Bechas, it's a part of Shema. You gotta make the brachas over again. By Bechas Shema. That's the Rajba. Same thing over here. It's part of the sphere. You hear that? Nochamo. That's Rav Yoshita. So it shows itself how many things. Number one, you don't have to say Omer. Number two, if you have a suffix, it's part of the bloch of the mitzvah. And if the right say go Hamra. Number three, your kavana counts, changes it. Number four, if you count early without a bracha, you can count again. Count again with a bracha. What do you mean? You're yotze ready. No, you're not yotze yet. And Josh, you don't hear him telling you. You hear him telling Josh. That according to Rav Yoshita, Bechas Omer is not a Bechas HaMitzvah. Isolated, independent, individual. What is it? It's part, finish the expression, part and parcel of the mitzvah. We had a bunch of examples like that. Which examples do we have over there? Which examples? Kiddush. Havdalah. He said, Rochamadi. So what? He didn't say anything. Right. Correct. Part and parcel of the mitzvah. The Be'er Zemitz is part and parcel of the bracha. It's not a Be'er Zemitz for. So if sphere is the Raisa, you have a suffix on the sphere, you go to Chumra, like Krishna. Suffix on Krishna, you get to see the bracha over again. Why? Because what does the Rajba say? The bracha is a part of the Krishna. Here the bracha is a part of the sphere. Especially if you say Shehayoyim. So Eli again, I'm going to make the bracha again. Baruch Hashem, Kedoshim Shem Tzvitzvim, Sfira, Sa'oyim, Erev Shayoyim, Shle Yomim.
Amen. Amen.
As a matter of fact, I love to dive in there for the Omer and Sfira. Why? Hashem, Sfira, Sa'oyim, Erev, it was his Omer. Shut up! Right. Shut up! Right. The Omer is after. It's part of the sphere. It's 49 different brachas. That's why we have a big kavana. You hear that? That shita. Oh, the Shabbat the Rambam holds about that. He says, yo, it's without it. Muhammad changed his mind. In Sifkim, he said, you'll have a daven early in shul. We have a bracha, then you daven again later. With a bracha, what do you mean? It's like bracha mamdil. Then he changed his mind. Your friend asked you, what night is tonight? Yeah? And then? But you can't make the book anymore. Go to it. Go to Birch Lamitzvah. Okay, let me test somebody over here.
Machaber holds like the Rav Yo.
A guy says, tonight, right, is the fifth day of the Omer. That it was a yotze tonight, the fifth day of the Omer. Is it yotze or not? Perfect, no? He says Omer. Tonight, the fifth day of the Omer. What's wrong with that? No one, what's wrong with that? Perfect. Tonight, the fifth day of the Omer. Tonight, the eighth day of the Omer, which is 1 week and one day. Well, eighth day, 1 week and 1 day. That is the eighth day. Is that good or not? No. Who are you on
here? He didn't count.
How sure were you to or not?
No, he has to count.
But the sum, he hinted the eighth day. What's he have to say?
Eight days.
The sum. S-U. No, S-U.
M.
M. The sum, total. Yeah, that's Josh, you know that. What's Shnei Yom and Boimer mean? Second day? No. The sum, as I count, he's counting dollars. He doesn't say this is the ninth dollar. What's he say? After nine, what's he say? Tuvia. The ninth, by the ninth dollar, what does he say over there? No?
$9.
What? $9, not $9. Some. Where did he get this from? From Ramban. What did Ramban say? Yaski Cheshbonoi, his husband. Right. Also, the Chinuch says it. Ovul Kama Yomim, all these years have passed. That is very important. And we have two sheets. This is the bracha of Birch Mitzvah. Or no, the mitzvah is in the bracha. It's a Birch Shevach. Correct. The mitzvah is in the bracha, not a Birch Mitzvah. The mitzvah is in the bracha. The example is Kiddush, Havdalah, and the best example is Shema. That's the best example. Right. That's why when you come to this, when you say Shema without the brachas, there's been nothing wrong with it. Because I'm going to say it later with the brachas. And they say not to do it. So you should be able to do it. Okay. I'm going to talk about now, tomorrow we say Shir HaShirim. Why do we say Shir HaShirim tomorrow? I want to tell you something very, very important about Pesach. Pesach is Man Cheruseinu. There's a pasuk that Yeshaya that defines the whole Yom Tov Pesach. Because then they were surrounded by Saint Cheruv, who wanted to kill all the Jews, and the Novi says, "Hashir Yilachem." Kilel is Kaddish Chag. The Shir you will sing at the Yeshua of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is coming, will be Kilel is Kaddish Chag, like the night of Pesach. The Shir will be so strong, like the night of Pesach. In other words, what is the essence of Pesach, the night of Pesach? Shir. Shir. What shot? Because Pesach is they doing the shvuchim. You have to thank Hashem. That's Pesach. Hakaras atoyv and adore Hashem. And Shulchan Aruch says, Psukah de Zimra, no singing. Say it nicely with a niggin, no singing. Except, what do you sing? Right. Mizmor Saira. Supposed to sing. Hear that? Why is there no record of Mizmor Saida? But they all come away, those singers, and they skip it. But there's a capital, Mizmor Saida. But he is supposed to sing. Hodu Hashem. And that's what Pesach is all about. Yeah, how do you know? The whole Agada revolves around what? What does the whole Agada revolve around? Eli, which parsha? Which parsha does the whole Agada revolve around? No? Not in Ve'era, not boy. Which parsha?
Bikurim.
Bikurim, Kisavoy. He got it to Ayoim. Hashem Alikecho. The Tagm Yonison. And boy, he says, Tisni, learning. Here he says, Oidino. I'm moited to Hashem. Bikurim is a door, and they made the whole God, Rami Ovidovi. On that parsha, the essence of Agada, we gotta talk. Point to this means Haidah, and Haidah means we're sorry, you sing, sing and sing and sing. That is the mitzvah of Haggadah. The essence is Hashir Yil Kalilas Kaddish Chag. That's the Shira. But Noyder Lacha. What's the bracha? What do you say in the bracha over there? But Noyder Lacha. No, Shir Chadosh. Al Guloseinu Gashmias, while produce Nafshenu and Ruchnias. Shir Chadosh. Say Hal on the show, say Hal on the Kais, Hal on Godel, and Shir Hashirim. That's the mitzvah. What's interesting is, I show you, Shiboli Aleket. Shiboli Aleket says, by in by Lochma Anyum, which is Hashgama of the Shiboli Aleket. He says, here, V'oimrim, everybody, Magmina Sakaira, V'oimrim Pechod, V'halel V'shir, Cholach Ma'anyo, V'halel V'shir. You ever see anybody sing that? It's supposed to sing Cholach Ma'anyo. Oh, should you sing Cholach Ma'anyo?
Yes.
From now on.
I do.
Who does?
We do. We sing Cholach Ma'anyo.
I can't hear you.
Yes, we sing it.
Who's that speaking?
It's Ushi.
You do?
Yeah,
let's hear the niggin.
That I can't do.
And then he says the Maril. Let me show you the Maril. Here. Maril says Marishtana. Marie Segel. Segel. I'm always been niggin your fair. Yeah, and the beautiful thing of Manishtana. Manishtana, Allah, let me call Halelos. No. There's something much more jazzy than that. Yeah. That. Bum, bada, bum, 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 bada, bum, Manishtana. No. Yeah. Something like most, that's closer to it. Yeah. That. The singing. Why singing? Because the whole Haggadah is Vedino, Bikurim. I saw a Tashbitz and you jump off your seat. The Tashbitz says, in the most famous song, Dai, Dai, Yeno. When did the first time they sang that? So when they brought Bikurim, they sang Dai, Yeno. When they brought Bikurim, that's how old the niggin is. What's interesting, is a letter from the Rambam's son. The Rambam's Haggadah, no Dayenu. No Dayenu. So the Rambam's son says, well, of course we sang it. Of course we sang Dayenu. But why does Rambam bring it down? Rambam's halacha. No emotions. See that? There's no halacha you have to sing Dayenu. But sheer, the Rishonim say, Poratz Bashir, what does that mean? Poratz. What's in English? Poratz Bashir, Israel, Poratz.
Break burst out.
Break out.
Burst out. From,
come on, Excelsior College, on a better word. Spontaneous. Is a good word? Baruch Warren, what do you say? Spontaneous. He erupts the sheer. He can't even control himself. Of course we sang Dayenu, he said. Yeah? Of course we sang, but that doesn't have it. That's Shir HaShirim. Pesach is a song of Shir. And with this of Shir and the whole Haggadah, the Tishbog like it says, they say Haggadah on wine. It's in a Shir HaYayin. Shir. Sing the whole Haggadah. So Mies HaShem, Shemekoyim, Anoy Lecho, Shir Chodosh, Al Gilosenu, Abdus Nafshenu. If you want to share after, what's today? Sunday, Monday? You want to share on Tuesday? It will be the last Mishnah of Shavuos Eidos, the whole Sugya of Shemos. The beautiful Sugya of Shemos.
What about
what's
Monday?
What's a shame? What's not a shame? And please, I'm very thirsty now. Please pass me a cup of ginger kale and we'll talk about that. Yeah, I'm very thirsty now. Give me a cup of ginger kale and a Chag Sameach. Okay.